Track 3. Unit 2. Language and Society. Listening B. Taking notes while listening.
Okay. Today we're going to continue with the topic of English dialects, especially regional dialects and code switching. Now first, how do regional dialects form? Well, they form when some speakers of a language are separated from others by geography, like mountains, rivers, or oceans. Because there is less contact with people outside the region, the grammar, vocabulary, spelling, and pronunciation of the language evolve from the standard variety. Thus, a regional dialect is formed. One obvious example is how American English changed from British English. A person from England might say, "Me and me mates were completely knackered after the football match." But a North American might say, "My friends and I were very tired after the soccer game." Mates means friends. Knackered means tired. And football means soccer. What's interesting is the people who speak two different dialects. These often do code switching. Now, what is code switching? It is when someone switches or changes from one dialect to another. Someone may speak one way at school or at work, but another way at home or with friends. For example, a student from England studying in Los Angeles, California, will speak one way to his family in London, but another to his classmates in California. Why do people code switch? It's an important way for them to show their identity. People want to fit in with their friends.